Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come as holy fire and burn in us. Come as holy wind and cleanse us. Convict us. Convert us. Consecrate us to our great good and your greater glory. Amen. I think I have to take a moment out and say something about this past week. Just feel so moved by it, partly by thank you for the choir's gift to us this morning. Someone once said on a similar occasion, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. All I'll add to that is do something about this. I think I ought to quit there at that point. You can't hear me? Can you hear me now? I'll pull it up closer. Can you hear me now? Okay, good. Did you hear anything before that? Good. First, I want to start on a personal note about God, baseball, and me. I've been a Chicago Cubs fan for 62 years. So how do we know that God is a baseball fan? The very first book in the Bible says, in the big inning. Further, there is no game clock. Just as in life. How do we know that God loves the Chicago Cubs? In the eighth inning of the 2016 World Series final game, the Cubs are losing. Everybody's thinking, oh yeah, just another one. God brings rain. Some say God was crying. There is a 17-minute delay. There is a clubhouse speech by a player who is not in the lineup. The Cubs come out and win the game. The series and end 108 years of frustration and sadness. God didn't win the game. He brought rain. Anyway, I just thought I had to say that for you. And now into the text. 4 days after Hurricane Harvey flooding, slammed a rescue boat into an I-45 road bridge, family members of the final missing rescue volunteer in that boat, Alonzo Guillen, pulled his body from Cypress Creek in Spring, Texas. Guillen, a 31-year-old DJ from Lufkin, Texas, was a dreamer. A Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program recipient. His father is a lawful permanent resident. His mother, Rita, lives in Piedras Negras in Mexico, just across the border from Eagle Pass, Texas. She hoped that the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol would grant her a humanitarian visa to come and bury her son. They did not. And she was turned back at the border. Rita Ruiz de Guillen then said, "When we are with God, there are no borders. Man made borders on this earth. When we are with God, there are no borders." Rita Ruiz de Guillen and her desperate, hopeless cause spoke a great truth that we repeat each time we begin the Holy Communion on page 355 in the Book of Common Prayer. That great truth is that God knows what's in our hearts, our innermost desires, and all our secrets. I think you agree with me in this statement in the Collect for Purity, because you're here. There are no borders or barriers for God. Should she desire, all bushes would be burning and not consumed, and she would have our attention. When we say this collect, what do you think? I'm thinking this prayer is a reminder of my baptism, both a symbolic and real action that sealed me as one of God's children and made me a part of God's family. It is placed at the beginning of the celebration of Holy Communion, another family event. This memory and reality has carried me through years of success and failure. All this time, even though I made it hard for God, He always broke down my borders, my barriers, and entered into my heart. There's a story I love to tell from a moment in my 7 years of being a youth leader in this church. The story goes like this. We were in what we call the upper room, over the choir room, back here. And we were talking about what God is really like. And the time was nearly up. In my own weird way, I wanted to play with their minds and hearts as we broke up. I asked them, "So where is God? In here? Or," pointing out the window up there, "out there?" There was a stunned silence. And then several of them said, "Both." I smiled and I nodded yes, but then came my humbling surprise. One of them then smiled at me, and as the others nodded in agreement, said, "Doesn't this mean we're ready to die?" Had I the presence of mind, I would have responded with something like this: "Yes, God is in us, and throughout the universe, we can now live and die in the sure knowledge that He loves us, each and all, and will never let us be separated from Him." But I didn't do that. I was stunned myself. I'll never know how those young people got to be so wise in their teens. I wasn't at that age. But it always brings me back to this. God is way bigger than me, way beyond my understanding, unknowable in any way I can conceive. And yet at the same time, in the blink of an eye, an intake of breath, a beat of my heart, God is in me. He is in all of us. Our life, our breath, our every thought, and every feeling. Theologians call this phenomena transcendence and immanence. An apparent paradox. We find God's transcendence and immanence in today's readings. In Exodus, we hear God saying, "Through the smoke, the fire, and the thunder, and the trumpets, I am the Lord your God." This reaching out to the Israelites is the foundation of the covenant of Mount Sinai. In the last part of those covenant commands, God turns from the external and the behavioral matters to internal. Oh, he turns from the external and behavioral matters such as no murder, no adultery, no stealing, no lying, to something that is internal, something that we do in our heart. He says, in the Jerusalem Study Bible version, do not set your heart on. And then he lists those things which we are forbidden to covet. This all-powerful God knows what is in our hearts because he is in our hearts. In today's psalm, the verses 7 through 11, we hear, quote, that the law of the Lord is perfect, the statutes of the Lord are just, and rejoice the heart. They are more to be desired than gold, and by them we are enlightened, and in keeping them there is a great reward. The God of Mount Sinai is still with us on our pilgrimage. The psalmist, Rita Ruiz de Guillen, and my youth group know this. As Paul says in the letter we heard today, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Jesus Christ. We, each one of us, live a faith of paradoxical truth. Our unknowable, transcendent, infinite God is also in our own quite discernible, imminent, and very limited selves. We and Paul, with God in us, are never alone in our walk toward God in Christ if our hearts are open. In today's gospel passage, Jesus confronts the Pharisees about who he is, saying, in quoting Isaiah, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Many witnesses throughout the ages affirm the position that Jesus is the foundation stone of that covenant begun at Sinai. And we are joined through him in a corner of the house of Israel and the new covenant. This transcendent and immanent God of Sinai is ours today because we are made part of his family as baptized children of God. I've come to know God and love God and trust God even though I can't see her or touch her. Even Moses, the greatest of the prophets, could only see God's back. Why? Because God is imminent in me, in everyone I meet, in all of God's children, in the entire human family, and as I understand it, in all of creation. What do we do now that it's clear that this transcendent God loves us so much that he breaks down all the barriers that we put up and enters into us to be our immanent God inside our very selves? How can we open our hearts to this great love? Our brother John Wesley gave us a way to respond as children of the household of God. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. There's a copy of this for everybody in the back. When you go out, you can pick one up from the back of the church, right there. Please take one. When we are with God, there are no borders. Is God in here or out there? Believing this means we are ready to live or die at any age. Rita Ruiz de Guillen, my youth group, the Israelites, Paul and Jesus, show us the great truth that all our hearts are open, all our desires known, and no secrets of ours are hidden. Let us, each one of us, tear down those man-made borders of our hearts and make room for the King of Love to reign in us. We thank you, God, and the people say,